In this week's parsha, Yitzchak is born. And the Torah tells us, "Vatar v'teilat Sarah l'Avraham ben l'zkunav l'moed asher diber Sarah lokim." Vayikra Avraham es shem beno anolad lo asher yoldo lo Sarah Yitzchak. He names the child Yitzchak. Why does he name the child Yitzchak? So the answer is because the Kodesh Baruch Hu told him to name him Yitzchak. In last week's parsha, it says, "Vayomer Elokim, aval sari ishtecha yoledes lecha bein, v'karasa shemo Yitzchak." So that's why he calls him Yitzchak. That only begs the question: why did Hashem choose the name Yitzchak? So the simple answer is because a few psukim earlier in Lech Lecha, it says that when Avram hears the news that he's going to have a child with Sarah, Vayipol Avraham al panav Vayitzchak, and he laughed out of joy. So because he laughed out of joy, so you should call him Yitzchak. That's the reason for the name of one of the Avos. Because Avram left, that's the name Yitzchak. There must be some sort of deeper meaning. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, call him Yitzchak. So I want to share with you something that Reb Shamshon Raphael Hirsch says about the name Yitzchak. More or less. A little bit of an addition. What makes something funny? In other words, if you hear a joke and you laugh, what is it that caused you to laugh? What's the cause? So the answer is usually in a joke, it's the punchline. But when is a punchline funny? And the answer is when it's unexpected. When you don't think of the answer and something comes out of the blue that you hadn't expected at all, that can make a joke funny. Because if somebody's about to tell you a joke and you already anticipate, you know what the punchline is, and that's what the punchline turns out to be, you might smile just to be nice, but you're not going to laugh. You laugh when it's unexpected. Says Rav Hirsch, one has to understand that Am Yisrael, the destiny of Am Yisrael, is a destiny of something that's unexpected, that's almost absurd. It defies reason. It doesn't make sense. We as an Am Yisrael should have disappeared off this planet centuries ago. We shouldn't be around anymore. One churban, another churban, one galus, another galus. One lamb, using the metaphor of Chazal, can survive surrounded by 70 wolves. And nevertheless, we're still here. We defy reason. Our history is absurd. And that which is absurd and is suddenly thrust upon you can cause laughter. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham, you are starting a nation that's going to live beyond reason, a nation that's going to live a destiny, a history that seems absurd. Call your son Yitzchak out of laughter. Because it will defy reason. And there will be joy. And that is why the second of the Avos has the name Yitzchak. When I was thinking of this Dvar Torah 2 days ago on Friday, I was wondering where else do we find concept of schok. And the pasuk from Eishes Chayil at the end of Mishlei came to my mind. Oz v'hadar levusha. What's next? Atischak liyom acharo. So I took a look at the Perish of the Vilna Gaon, Perish of the Gra in Mishlei. And to a certain extent, it took my breath away. Because the Vilna Gaon writes, Oz v'hadar levusha v'atischak liyom acharon, Oz zoi Rosh Hashanah v'yom HaKippurim. Hadar zoi Sukkos. Shenemar pri eitz hadar. Vatischak liyom acharon zoi shmini atzeres. Shenemar vayisa ach sameach. And I looked at this parish of the Gra and I said, a year ago we can give her explanation of the Dvar Torah. Matischak liyom acharon zo yishmini atzeres. But this year? Matischak liyom acharon yishmini atzeres? Shenema v'yisa ach sameach. It's a good parish for a different year. Not for this year. But I thought some more. And I came up with an idea. The Tafka this year. Parish of the Gra makes a lot of sense. And I want to share with you the idea that I had. Chazal say, Vayisa'ach Sameach refers to Shmini Atzeres. Why is Vayisa'ach Sameach Shmini Atzeres? So if you should translate it literally, Vayisa'ach Sameach, and you will only be Sameach. Ach, exclusion, it's an exclusion. You'll be only Sameach. The Vilna Gaon explains elsewhere that compared to the rest of Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres is Ach Sameach. You see, on Sukkot, you have the mitzvah of sitting in a sukkah. You have the mitzvah of Dalad Minim. You have the mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim, of pouring the water on the Mizbeach. But when it comes to Shmini Atzeres, there's no mitzvah of sitting in the Sukkah. There's no Dalad Minim. There's no Nisuch HaMayim on the Mizbeach. So what are you left with? There's only one thing you're left with. And that's the mitzvah of Samachta B'Chagecha. The mitzvah of Simcha and Yom Tov. That's what it means. Vayisa'ach Sameach. Nothing else is left. The only thing that's left is the mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov. Vayisa'ach Sameach. Only Sameach. What's Simcha? So Mefarshim explain that the Iker Simcha that a person has is when he's close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Usmachtem lifnei Hashem Elokeicha. When a person has a sense of closeness to the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's when he has Simcha. 3 weeks ago on Shmini Atzeres, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a patch. A very hard one. A very difficult one. And logic would dictate that if the Ribbono Shel Olam gives you a patch, that you'd want to run away. That you want to have nothing to do with him. But logic doesn't define Am Yisrael. The exact opposite happened. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us a patch, and we run closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. We daven better, we say more Tehillim. And people have never put on tzitzis want to put on tzitzis. And people who don't never put on tefillin want to put on tefillin. And people who never lit Shabbos candles want to light Shabbos candles. Instead of running away from the Ribbono Shel Olam, we run closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. You heard Mr. Lefkovich speak last week. I wasn't here. But I want to thank Mrs. Isaacson. She urged me to listen to the recording, and I did. And he talks about that in the darkest days of the worst Gehinnom imaginable on this planet, what kept him going was his relationship with Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what kept him going. He said he used to talk to Ribbono Shel Olam. Kodesh Baruch Hu, I'm in the Surrey and I need your help. And there's that closeness to the Ribbono Shel Olam when everybody else would think that we would pull away, that helped him survive. Oz Vadar Levusha. Oz. So Shani Yom Kippur, Hadar Sukkis. Vatishak Liyom Acharon Zo Yishmini Atzeres. Shinem Avo Yisach Sameach. In Shmini Atzeres, we realized that the only thing we have that we can rely on is our closeness to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Gimchilas Kvodam, with everything that Tzal has, they failed on Shmini Atzeres. Israeli military intelligence, they seem to be able to tell us what a terrorist in Gaza had for breakfast. But they had no clue what was happening. And we've seen since Shmini Atzeres that our friends in the world seem to be fewer and fewer and fewer. There are a lot of people out there who would like us to just plainly disappear from this planet. The sooner the better. So what do we have left? The only thing that counts. That's a relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. I can't say that Shmini Atzeres this year brought us real simcha, but it brought us a certain degree of comfort, because we got a patch, but we now have a closer relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. We're Am Yisrael. We defy reason. Doesn't have to make sense. Kodesh Baruch Hu is upset and we become closer. This nation, which was so polarized for so many months, overnight became so united. Because we are a nation of Yitzchak. We are a nation that defies what others think is reason. We live in a different realm. We live in a realm where the rest of the world doesn't define us. It's our relationship with our Kadosh Baruch Hu that's the only thing that's important. It says in this week's Parsha, Vatomer l'Avram, Sarah tells Avram, Goresh ha'ama hazos ve'ezbena. Get rid of this Amma, get rid of Hagar, get rid of her son, get rid of Yishmael. Ki lo yirash ben Amma hazos and b'niyim Yitzchak. Vayera davar mod b'nei Avram, halados b'no. He wasn't happy. Listen to Sarah, get rid of Hagar and Yishmael. Ki bi Yitzchak yikar lechazara. Your destiny is with Yitzchak. Chazal tell us, Gemara in Brachos, Asa la'adam sheyimale piv schok ba'olam hazeh. We can't fill our mouths with schok while we're still in this world. Because as we say in Shir HaMalos, Kushuv Hashem Eshiva Sion Yinu Kecholmim, Oz Yimalei Schok Pinu. Only then, when the Geula come, can we be Memalei, fill our mouths with Schok. We're not there yet. But on Shmini Atzeres, as the Grah told us, we began a process of Atismach, Atischak, the Yom Acharon. We're anticipating that Yom Acharon. Right now we have the comfort that we have that closeness with the Ribono Shel Olam. And Be'ezus Hashem will soon be zochet to the time where Oz Yimalei Schok Pinu will be able to fill our mouths with Schok, V'Yaz Gol Tzedek, V'Meir V'Yomeinu.